the absolute cheapest country in the world in which to live. Let's find out more from this font of information. Money tracker Don Grant, CFP, live in studio. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and Judd. Yeah, the font. I feel like I'm spitting or something. You know? Good morning. If you're going to survive on a very small nest egg, where would you get the most bang for your buck? While there is no single permanent winner and the cheapest country, because affordability depends upon currency fluctuations, local inflation, and of course, lifestyle. But here are the top choices. First of all, the most affordable countries overall include, drum roll, Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, and Bangladesh. Woo! During daily living expenses, housing, transportation, services, and food can be extremely inexpensive in those places. Now, this usually covers rent in a modest apartment, groceries, utilities, local transportation, and basic dining out. Western-style conveniences, probably like a bathroom, private health care.
I'm not sure I'd want to live in any of them.
And big city living increases. Here's the number. A single person can live from about $400 to $800 a month. A couple about $700 to $1,200 per month in those countries mentioned. Now, costing about 60% more, other low-cost regions include, and these are a little more attractive, to me at least, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. They are still affordable, but often more livable for expats. In the Americas, Bolivia and Nicaragua regularly rank among the least expensive. In North Africa, Egypt and Tunisia are also low-cost options with improving infrastructure in some of those areas. Parts of Tanzania, and Rwanda can also be very inexpensive, though local conditions vary. Cheapest rarely means best. And most people also weigh safety, healthcare quality, political stability, infrastructure, and internet reliability. That's a big one. Residency rules and day-to-day lifestyle fit. Now, this means many choose places that are very affordable, but with better overall living conditions, such as Vietnam, Thailand's great, Portugal's amazing, Mexico and Colombia. Bermuda, Switzerland, and Singapore are considered the most expensive countries to live in if you were thinking about the other end of it. So you radio guys will probably be wanting to move there. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
So many of those countries you named are in the Far East. Why is it so cheap there?
I wish I could give you the answers,
okay.
But I guess it's just, you know, basic living expenses and I cannot answer, but I do know I've spent some time in Asia and Thailand, Laos, Cambodia. They're really coming around. I mean, they're pretty amazing places, and the quality of life, just the food, the quality of the food and everything is pretty amazing.
There you go. You explained it to me.
Yeah. Okay.
And where is it super expensive? Bermuda,
Switzerland, Singapore. Okay. Actually, Hong Kong has come down a bit, but it used to be very, very expensive to live in. But,
California.
California. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of lots in Palisades for sale. You know, you could probably move there. So.
You didn't. Yeah. Where does the United States sit on that list?
As far as the cheapest,
I would assume we're not the cheapest.
I don't think Kansas is probably somewhere in the middle, but I think we're still very affordable, real estate wise. I mean, and I thought didn't beginning of last year, didn't we drop, if you're retired, I think we dropped the tax on Social Security for the state, I believe, happened last year. And so that's a big plus. Yeah. You got to look at, you look at places like Texas where you say, oh, no income tax. Yeah, but have you tried to pay property tax there? Oh my goodness, they'll get you one way or another. So,
yeah, and the state legislature says here that's one of the things they really want to hit is property tax. And I just saw a big long story in one of the national networks. Vermont is going through this huge deal where people can't afford their property taxes anymore.
Yeah, that gets crazy. But Yeah, one that surprised me is Colorado property taxes are pretty darn reasonable.
Hmm.
I mean, they're like a half a mil.
You would think
that depends on where you are, obviously. But I think that's a lot of good dope money bringing in some lowering the price for everybody. Yeah. You know, think about it. You got that kind of. They were the first to bring in that industry, and whether you like it or not, it's paying for a lot of infrastructure. That's for sure.
All right, Don, I'll let you get off to your cheap accommodations.
My cheap accommodations, or just live in my house. I'll give you three squares and a cot, you know, and we could do it for, I don't know, I'll put a price tag on it.
I know, yeah, you'll make me run the treadmill when on those cloudy days when those solar panels
are not working. Exactly.
You'll just put me on the treadmill to keep things going.
Keep you going. Exactly.
All right. Hey, Don, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Checking in with us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All righty.
That is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning right here with Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Well, there's a woman in Virginia. She's been featured. She's kind of worked her way into the news. It's because she's got an addiction. She doesn't put food into her mouth.
Uh-oh.
She snorts.
Where are you going with this?
All her food.
Okay.
Her name is Catherine. She lives in Virginia.
I don't have an aversion to chewing, but I have an aversion to the weird textures that come with food. I do not see snorting my food as a problem. I think it has a lot of benefits. No risk of choking. I don't overeat. I consume less calories. I have had bloody noses about once or twice, and that was more at the beginning. It has really no drawbacks, except nobody accepts my habit. Nobody accepts me for who I am.
Okay. I wonder why. No one.
Yeah, you wonder why. You're sitting across from her.
Yeah, honey. I need to give me a moment. I'm going to snort my sirloin.
Mm-hmm. That's her deal. So that's a Catherine in Virginia.
Yeah.
Who doesn't chew her food?
She snorts it.
Snorts it.
And I wonder why she's confused. People don't accept her.
Yeah, hard to believe.
Yeah, give me a second. I'm going to snort my asparagus.
It is 6:17 here with Woodward and Witt, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
A survey suggests a record high number of Americans are rejecting the Republican and Democratic parties.
A Gallup poll of more than 13,000 U.S. adults in 2025 finding a record high 45% identify as political independents, surpassing the 43% measured in 2014, 2023, and 2024. The data suggests younger adults are more likely to identify as independents, finding 56% of Gen Z adults identifying as independents today compares with 47% of millennials in 2012 and 40% of Gen X adults in 1992. And more political independents say they lean toward the Democratic Party than the Republican Party, with an average of 47% identifying as Democrats or saying they were independents who lean toward the Democratic Party, while 42% identify as Republicans or lean Republican. Gallup saying this breaks a three-year stretch in which Republicans held an edge in party affiliation. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Another California homeowner finds an unwelcome bear roommate, a roommate with a familiar face.
Once again, a homeowner must contend with a bear taking up residence under their house. This second home invasion, not far from where a 550-pound black bear was forcibly evicted from another where it had taken up residence for 37 days. California wildlife officials are now trying to determine whether this bear is the same one or whether it's a copycat, bear. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
I don't know how this keeps happening. These poor folks.